This is HDN.
It's Tuesday, May the 6th, my mom's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Barbara Patterson. Mm-hmm. Can I say a few things about my mom?
Absolutely. I was going to suggest that you do so.
My mom's a sculptor, and I am so proud of her.
You got to qualify that, because you just say she's a sculptor. I mean, she just doesn't dabble with Play-Doh in the corner. I mean, she's...
Well, actually, she does, but she also does things that end up on Parliament Hill. Mm-hmm. The famous Five statue is hers. I don't know if you have seen that or not, but if you ever get to Parliament Hill or downtown Calgary, there's another one there of hers. There's an Emily Carr statue in Victoria, and closer to home at St. FX in Antigonish.
That's right.
There is
Father Cody.
Father Cody, a statue of him. So, yeah, she dabbles in this statue making thing, and we're all proud of her. And basically, Mom has made her mark. So the rest of us don't have to. That's why I'm sitting here in the Beaver Bank bunker doing a podcast. Mom, happy birthday.
Yes, have a wonderful day.
And now let's get to the news. Lisa?
All right, yes. Looking for your drugs this Saturday. It's actually a prescription drug drop-off day. Doing this right across the country, and RCMP are encouraging folks to basically clean out their medicine cabinets. Do a little spring cleaning, will you please? Because, of course, the abuse of prescription drugs is becoming more and more of a problem. So on Saturday, if you pick out those things that you don't need anymore, you might want to drop them off at the Enfield PharmaChoice if you're out the Enfield way. And in Halifax, actually, at Micmac Mall, it's all part of their police week displays. It's right inside the mall next to the bay. So they'll have a drop-off point there. Or you can just drop them off at the Sackville RCMP detachment.
But just don't dump them down the sink.
Do not dump them down the sink. That, do not flush them down the toilet.
That ends up in the harbor, and basically all those birth control pills. No more fish will give birth ever again. No, you know what? It really is a problem.
Oh, yeah.
All of this medication, because it gets into the water system, and a lot of the stuff that the Halifax sewage treatment plant cleans up.
It doesn't filter out hormones, for one thing.
Yeah. They cannot guarantee that a lot of this stuff that originates in your medicine cabinet can be filtered out.
So, exactly.
Yeah, bring it down there and have them dispose of it safely.
Hey, need a plumber? Call Tammy. This is so cool. The very first woman-owned plumbing company in all of Canada is right here in Halifax.
The very first?
Very
really?
First, I know. Her name is Tammy, and it's called smalljobsplumbing.ca. And she says, quality work, affordable prices. I found her on Kijiji. Boy, I'm telling you, I don't know what took this long, but if you want to support local, how about the first woman-owned plumbing company in Canada?
I know it took this long. Women have too much self-respect to bend over and have that big plumber's crack showing in the back there.
There it is. So this is a new program that started that is going to be quite interesting and may change the face of how we use Aeroplan. It's a new program out that allows students to pay for some of their tuition using your Aeroplan miles. There are a total of 19 post-secondary schools in Canada that have signed up for this, including the Center for Arts and Technology right here in Halifax. You don't get a lot for your points. 35,000 Aeroplan miles gives you $250. Now, on a good day, that'll get you one textbook, but it's better than the kick in the arse with a frozen booth. But the points can come from the student themselves, parents, friends, or anyone else. So, I mean, you can recruit and try to amass as many points as possible.
No longer will we have to take out education plans for our kids. Just take my my frequent flyer miles.
Some other universities locally that are looking into this include Dal and NSCC. Students Nova Scotia, they're kind of on the fence on this. They're saying, well, it won't make much of a dent given how many Aeroplan miles it takes, but, you know, on the surface, it sounds like a good idea.
And no more kids are going to be flying home to see their parents anymore.
That's true.
You know, sorry, Mom, can't see you. I got to save up for books.
Well, up until now, like I said, this is brand new, this program. Only about 200 students have signed up, and at most, they're getting between $500 and $750 towards their tuition with their Aeroplan points at this point. So there was a couple of Good Samaritans out and around Beaver Bank yesterday. Not one, not two, not three, but four Good Samaritans helped collect up some money that was lost by a New Brunswick man.
Well, Beaver Bank is where Good Samaritans come from.
We should put that on our sign. None of this bullshit about where people and nature come together.
No, no. Home of the Good Samaritan.
That's right.
Birthplace of the Good Samaritan.
The Good Samaritan.
Where Good Samaritans have gathered.
I guess nearly $3,000 in cash and checks belonging to this guy from New Brunswick.
A Good Samaritan meeting place since 1482.
There it is. But I guess this cash and checks found just sort of drifting along the side of the road. People were like peeling.
Cash and check, you say?
Checks. Yeah, people were peeling $100 bills off their windshields. One guy got out to help collect up this money and discovered three other people were already out there doing it. They found a wallet as well that had more money in it. They figured that the money belonged in said wallet. So they drove the whole kit and caboodle to the RCMP detachment in Sackville. And it wasn't until later on in the day that the man's daughter called the RCMP saying that her father had lost his wallet. And lo and behold, the Mounties say, oh, I think we found it.
Now, when you say they were pulling bills off the windshield, what do you mean? They were blowing onto the windshield or somebody was putting them
No, they were just blowing around the side of the road. And one of the guys who stopped because a $100 bill pasted itself to his windshield.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
God, I do hate it when that happens.
Oh, another $100, wild $100 bill running out in front of my car.
But suffice to say, like all good Samaritans, they've disappeared and we never got to know their names. Hey, good news. If you don't have your tickets yet to go see Mary Poppins at Neptune Theater, they have extended its run. They have four special extension performances for the end of May and June 1st. And actually, the June 1st, they close out with what they call a Pay What You Can performance.
Right.
So go see the Neptune box office. You don't have your tickets yet because I know that this is selling out all over the place. The reviews for this are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Get ready to rant.
I have to say, yesterday you wrote, Jamie is going to rant about this subject, knowing that I was going to rant about it.
Because I've heard you rant about this before without the aid of a microphone.
You know me too well. All right, let's do it.
All right. Former Africville residents are asking the city to close the dog park on the site of the former community. Something must be done. Quote from Irvin Carvery, president of the Africville Genealogy Society. When the Africville residents come down here for our celebrations, we're cleaning up the mess left by dogs. Now, Councillor Jennifer Watt says the city staff are studying the possible relocation of the popular off-leash dog area at Seaview Park.
When can I start my rant?
Hold your horses. Many dog owners say the park has the perfect size, location, and amenities, and they would be very disappointed to see it close or move.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, agree with that.
Yes. Can I do my rant now?
Well, just a minute.
Okay.
Hold on. Both groups agree the majority of dog owners responsibly pick up their dog's waste, but frustrated Africville residents say the few owners that forget or choose not to pick up...
No, stop. Africville residents.
Okay.
Now, the word resident, doesn't that mean you have to reside somewhere?
Well,
this is a park. How can people say I'm an Africville resident?
Because for 150 years, Africville was home to about 400 residents.
Well, guess what? Can I rant now, please?
I'm done actually giving you the facts and figures.
Okay.
Wind them up. Let them go.
Okay. That park is beautiful. It is. It's the perfect size as a dog park. It's perfect for our dogs. We bring them down there. It's completely fenced in. Everything is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, if you remember on yesterday's podcast, I was talking about the irresponsible dog owners
mm-hmm.
that didn't pick up. I think there should be huge fines for people that do not pick up after their dogs.
Amen.
I completely agree, 100%. But there is nothing more environmentally friendly than a dog park. The last couple of Africville reunions that they have had on that very same spot, afterwards, there were broken bottles all over the place. There were beer caps everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There were open fire pits that were just absolutely disgusting. And there was litter everywhere. So it's not like, oh, look, there's a piece of dog poop there. Something has to be done. How about cleaning up after yourself, let alone your dog, when you go there and have your celebrations? This really upsets me. My dog cut his foot on a beer cap that was just lying there in the dog park that he had been going to for a long time, for all of his life. And now all of a sudden, there are people that go down there and use the park for whatever reason, their reunions or things. And,
mm-hmm.
and I'm fine with that. If you want to do that, then that's great, because I agree that it is historic land, that you have the church set up there, that there is a monument to Africville. You should be able to do that. But clean up after yourself and stop complaining about dog poop when you really should be complaining about the people that are attending these things and treating that park like a piece of garbage. It looked like a landfill site after the last reunion. And then there was that boxing match that they had down there. it was just an absolute disaster area. So you know what? I think what needs to be done is that park needs to be coordinated. I agree. Let's have your reunions there. Let's have whatever Africville events, but clean up after yourself. And for the dog owners, clean up after your dogs. That park is beautiful. It is a nice piece of green in the middle of the HRM. And the only time I have ever seen that park looking less than pristine was after those reunions when all that crap was around. And who had to clean up after it? The dog owners did, because we didn't want to see our dogs injured stepping on these things. Mm. There were old tin cans with jagged edges. It was absolutely disgusting.
So what are your thoughts on the feeling from former Africville residents that having that as a dog park is disrespectful?
What's more disrespectful? Having people enjoying nature, having their dogs running around free. And only part of that park is the dog, is the off-leash area. There's mm-hmm. a playground there. There's a picnic area there. And there's another area past the fence where the Africville Church is. It's just the fenced-in area, only a part of that, that is the dog area. And it's a beautiful green space because dog owners like to keep it that way because they don't want to see their dogs injured. Now, what do you think is more disrespectful? That, or people having open fires, broken beer bottles, and garbage and trash? And it was disgusting. Mm. Which do you find more disrespectful for the land that people are saying is being desecrated? Is it desecration? Have they used that word?
Well, land that's supposedly sacred.
Sacred? Now, what makes the land sacred? I understand the history of Africville.
Mm-hmm.
What a history. But does it make that land sacred? I agree that there should be some kind of a monument, you know.
And there is.
And there is. The old church, I think that's beautiful. Have that there as well. But it's not sacred land. It's not an ancient burial ground. Or is it?
Well, that's a good question. I think part of the community did include a cemetery of some description.
Now, you see, that, you know, if they didn't relocate the cemetery, then that's another issue. Mm-hmm. I saw Poltergeist. I know what happens when you don't relocate the cemetery.
When you don't do things right.
But seriously, if that's true, and then let's raise money, and beside that church, we'll have the headstones. We'll do whatever, if that in fact is mm-hmm. the case. I'm wanting to work with past residents of Africville. Let's get that park looking good. The dog park is not the issue. Dog owners are great because, once again, you want the park clean. You want the fence mended. You want all gates closed. You want everything green. Any muddy areas, you prefer grass growing there because you want a nice, safe area for your dog to roam around. What better way to keep a park clean and maintain the natural beauty of a park than to make it a dog park?
Well, what the Africville Genealogy Society is saying is when we come down here for our celebrations, we deserve to have a clean park and not have to clean up the mess left by the dogs.
Exactly. So, yes, there are the disrespectful dog owners that don't clean up after their dogs. As I said, find the hell out of them mm-hmm. because you should be cleaning up after your dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, what are you talking about cleaning up? After the reunion last time around, no one was cleaning up that. And when I say it was dangerous, there is a kids' park there as well, and there was broken glass that I saw somebody cleaning up. Actually, it was a dog owner cleaning up the broken glass there, and it wasn't even in the dog area. It was in the kids' playground that somebody decided to smash a bunch of bottles there. It was disgusting. I would much rather clean up a few pieces of dog poop than to step on broken beer bottles and have to clean up trash.
All right. If you want to add to that debate, we would love to hear from you. JamieandLisa.ca. And wrapping things up here with something a little bit lighter.
What could be lighter than dog poop?
How about a recipe for winesicles? This was sent to me on Facebook, and I could not think of anything more appropriate. You take 20 ounces of yellowtail Merlot, or any Merlot of your choice, 2 tablespoons of sugar, and then your choice, blackberries, blueberries, with some orange juice. Put it all in a blender, mix the ingredients, pour into your popsicle molds, freeze for 5 to 8 hours, remove from the freezer, and enjoy on your front porch this summer.
Why do I know that you're going to become a popsicle lover this summer?
I'm going to be the popsicle supplier for the entire neighborhood.
Now, some of you may have noticed this. Maybe this is why some of you are listening to the podcast, but we are now officially... Are we bloggers? No, I think we're the official podcast of Haligonia.ca.
We have joined the roster as of Monday. So thank you so much to Haligonia.ca for picking us up and sharing us with your community as well.
And if you haven't seen Haligonia.ca. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Everything you need to know is right there, both on their Facebook page, or just type in that address and check it out. Haligonia.ca.
Yeah, it is a catch-all for all things Halifax.
All right, that's our time. Sorry I took so long ranting about the dogs.
Oh, no, I can't wait for the emails to come in on that.
You mean people might think differently than I think?
I'm not saying that.
How could they possibly think differently than I think?
Perish the thought.
All right, go get along with your day. Tomorrow, Constable Donnie Jenkins is going to be joining us here in the Beaver Bank Bunker. We'll talk to you then.
Until then.